C-36. McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. During what were, without a doubt, the slowest passing hours of his life, Dan McCarthy looked at the time so frequently that the numbers began to lose meaning. He knew he should have preferred waiting for a specific time to arrive over hoping that something would happen at some undefined point in the near future, as had been his situation in recent days, but the focus on the clock certainly made his impatience more pronounced. This was a jittery impatience rather than mere anticipation, for sure, of the kind that caused stomach pains, as the ostensibly slow passage of minutes and hours played havoc with his digestive system. The clock seemed to be toying with him, and on more than a few occasions he began to think that it really must have been broken, only for 1 minute to finally tick over to the next. On just as many occasions, he envied Clark's position of having a day job to occupy his body and mind. Even the things Dan normally longed for, more time to enjoy, didn't appeal. The TV box sets he wanted to catch up on, the books that had been on his to-read list for months, and sharing his frustration either with Henry upstairs or with Tara next door was naturally out of the question. But when he went upstairs to go outside in an effort to clear his head with some fresh air, he finally caught sight of an effective distraction in the form of the wonderful birthday gift that had been pushed out of his thoughts by the rapid events of the previous night. His brand new, long-wished-for, high-quality telescope. Calibrating its viewfinder and getting to know the workings of its go-to mount killed a few hours, and also had the welcome side effect of recalibrating his thoughts to be more positive. It did this by refreshingly moving his focus onto what he was waiting for, rather than the painful waiting itself. Although this was a slight mental distinction, it not only made a noticeable difference to Dan's mood, but also abated the previously palpable stress-induced feelings in his stomach. He was really waiting on two things. Neither were straightforward, but to his mind, both would be very positive. He understood that his reunion with Emma might be more than a little frosty at first, due to what he'd done immediately before she left, but he had still been looking forward to her return from almost that very moment. And judging by the air traffic tracking website he'd visited countless times throughout the day, Dan knew that Emma's arrival back in Birchwood and the second thing he was waiting for could well end up happening within minutes of each other. The message on the gift tag Emma had attached to the telescope encouraged Dan to never look down, never look back. All Dan could think about now was what Trey would see at Lolo when he looked up, and just what it might mean moving forward.